Okay. Hello, hello, Deneen. Hold on. Hold on
Okay.
one second.
Hey.
Let me get this on here.
No
Can you hear
problem.
me?
Yes.
Awesome. Awesome. It's good to see you. Good to like I've seen you in some of your podcast videos when I was looking at it, but it's good to be like in space here. It's so funny. Can I just give myself like 1 second and just be distracted really quickly?
Go ahead.
I'm wearing like the Apple headphones here, but that's because yesterday I came to get some work in. It just went pop, and so I'm lamenting the loss of a good friend. I'm like, we've done so many episodes together, and then I'm like, what is this? This is a totally different vibe here,
You don't hear the same way. It's like
exactly.
your little trinket that gets you through your recordings, right?
Exactly. Like I like having you like in surround, but it's still there. You're actually even more in my ears right now, which means like you're more in my world, right? So that works out. Well, Jeannie, I'm glad
that.
there's two things. I'm glad that we are in space here. I'm glad that you took me up on just the email invitation. I acknowledge you for spending time like doing the research and like seeing like who is this cat, I know we're gonna have our podcast conversation. We'll have the space for that. That feels great. I'm excited today to be in a place of serving you. Right. So what I like to do here is like this full transparency. I'm someone who loves to give, right? And I also love to talk, and I love to change people's lives or have them change their lives in my space. And so I've been looking for ways to just be say like, what's a really genuine way to go out and help people, And given and not just help people, because I realized that I used to just that used to be where I played, but really to spend some time to slow down and say, who's out there that's actively chosen to make a difference right now? And how can I help them continue to like continue down that path, but accelerate where they're going, and to help them as a leader rather than just in their leadership. I think there are skills, there's leadership skills, and there's also just like the person who is being the leader, what support did they need? Right. And so the invitation today is just to be here in support of you and what you are building. And the way that I do things is just like, I'm here for you. Right. There can be things with business, there can be things about the podcast, there could be simple surface level elements or that are external to you. I am one of those people who I've done a lot of training. I've worked with some of like the top coaches on this planet, and I'm like, I got you if you want to go with somewhere beyond that. Right. That being said, I also my job before I took on this role in life was as an employee experience, people experience consultant. So I worked at a tech company doing exactly that. So I was like, I actually texted my coworkers, like, did you know about this? Like, you need to know about this here. It's really, it's good to be in space with you. You're in good hands, and then we'll slow down and things like that. But I just want to just kind of let you know, like, why I reached out, what's really here, and then create the space. And we'll spend some time in the beginning here, but create the space for something really powerful to take place. I know we're just meeting each other, but I know something you don't, which is like transformation with me happens in mere minutes at times, even with strangers. So like, I just want to kind of give us that space and opportunity to just be, to know that I'm here for you. All right. So that's the premise of where I'm coming from today. I do want to spend some minutes in the beginning here before we just dive into things, just to like make sure that you can fully enter the room. I'm fortunate enough that I do this all the time. So I know what's coming, even though I have no clue what's coming. I've no idea what you're gonna bring. I do know that like I know it's gonna be a life-changing experience. I know that. I have that trust. But I think before we get too far in here, we're building a relationship, and to really do that, I want to make sure I'm giving you the space to like hear what you need to hear first, and then we're gonna go dive in and just like take care of whatever you want to take care of, or create whatever you want to create. Like, I got you. I got you. So let me open the floor to you, and then we'll continue.
You're making me nervous.
Yes.
Like, what is this?
Yes. Good, 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 good,
Like,
good.
how do I pronounce your name?
Yeah, let's start there, right? Niyama.
Niyama.
Yes, Niyama.
Okay.
Yeah. So Niyama Song
Niyama.
is my first, is my full name.
Okay, this is like, I don't know. This is the first time I'm doing something like this, that I'm
Okay.
having this sort of conversation. I'm normally like a really open and transparent person anyway, so people can just like ask me stuff and I'd be completely honest about what I think and like what I'm feeling and what I'm going through in terms of like my life. Professionally, of course, like in at work, it's different, right? Like you're not 100% honest because of the politics involved. But I wasn't sure what this was going to be, so I want to know like what would you need to hear from me? And I feel like,
Well,
yeah, go ahead.
let's slow things down then a little bit, right? So what would this gonna be? This at the core of this here, this is an hour set aside to focus on you and helping you create what you're with, like create yourself and your leadership out in the world. That's the core of it, right? How that happens is it's always like it depends on the person. Like I might toss this on at some point here to help us if we needed to at some point. You know, like the experience itself will unfold. I practice a thing called emergence, right? So the experience itself will unfold. Let's slow things down just a bit, right? And the way I would say this here is like, and this I will use up one word that may help make things clear. I'm a coach and I coach. Right. So if you've had coaching or if the idea of coaching is like, oh, okay, I think I get it. Like I'll like you can be in that world. My only thing is that if you have had coaching, forget about everything you've ever experienced with it. Cause like I've had some people who say that they're coaches and it's just like, I don't know. Let's just say this. I don't often use that word to describe me. I'm just here to co-create with you. I am a leader and I lead leaders. And one of the tools that I use is coaching, but that is but one. All right. That being
Okay.
said, right, you didn't know what this was, and you came
No,
anyway.
I like I did,
Yes.
but because of like there's the podcast thing or the panel thing as well, and yeah, like work has been kind of nuts, so I've been a bit like emotionally disconnected from stuff and just kind of
Absolutely.
like floating around.
Yep. Yep.
I think that's why it's like usually I'd like to like prepare for what I'm going into. But I also have a side of me that cannot give a crap.
Yeah.
And in this week, in the past few weeks, I've been like not really giving a crap in terms of, the professional world. And I don't know if you just want me to like blurt out everything or
Yeah,
if like.
I'm really good. I'm really good. Just so you know, like our experience has already begun, right?
Yeah.
What happens for me is that like is bring whatever you want here. Let me set us up a little bit like with a little bit of like in terms of where I would feel like how do I say it? Let me set us up properly,
Guide.
right? Yeah, because there is yeah, let me set us up properly because I think if I get the sense that we're gonna be fine no matter what. But if I do this here, I think that you will get more from it. And that's what I'm here for. All right. So let's look at it this way. One, I would love to come into this and create some agreements with you around like the space that we are creating together. All right. I have a few things that I ask for in order to like really show up as my like in the most powerful way for you. But it is a two-way street. So in everything that I ask, just let me know if you're a yes, a no, and either one of them is fine. And if you're no, let me know like what we can do to get to a yes. What would need to change for that to be a yes? Okay.
Okay.
So that's I think let's start there. Once we create, I call this creating our agreements together. I'll let you know what I need in order to show up powerfully for you today. And then I would like to ask you what you would need to be able to show up powerfully for yourself. All right. After that, we're going to go and start looking into like kind of setting the destination, the possibility that you want to create, right? Being able to look at like what would be the end goal of this. And then we'll play. you know, like and we'll see where it goes from there. But like my invitation as we do this here is to know that like I work with people on like their largest missions. So if you're feeling called to that, bring it. If you're like, actually this week, I'm just like, I don't care. And I'm in that kind of mindset. And I want to care less, even less than I'm caring right now. I want to care the best way to not care. Right. Bring that. That's fine. Right. But I my general sense is like, what I want to make sure is that you know that you can bring, you don't have to have your standard conversation here if you don't want to. And a lot of times people bring in the things that they're like, I don't have peers around this. I don't have anyone else to go and ask about this. It could be, sometimes it's very emotional. Sometimes it's like, I have a vision that's so big that like no one can hold it. And so I only give them just this little bit, but I think I want to work through what that is, right? So I'm putting these things into this space here just to kind of give some room for whatever might work for you. But I think first and foremost, let's get into the agreements and decide what we want our space to look like. You good with that?
Okay. Let's do it.
All right. Awesome. All right, Janine, let me check in here because I have to see what's true for me in terms of agreements here. I've been doing these for years and there's like a standard five that I go through, but I've also evolved as a person where nowadays, like some things I can't not do, you know? And if I'm being honest with you, the reason I create agreements is because it allows me to belong more to myself and reminds me the standard that I have for you, right? And also gives me more space to be in my authenticity. So that, you know, even as we're getting to know each other, I'm not playing at 10%, because I'm like, this is all I think Janine can handle. I should let her know a little bit. So, nope, let's just create the space to make that happen. All right. So here goes with my first agreement. In this conversation, I'm going to hide nothing and hold nothing from you. I'm going to hide nothing and hold nothing back. Are you good with that?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. It's important here. I'm here to serve you rather than please you. Are you good yes. with that? Okay. Mm. Awesome. My service, oftentimes I call it co-creation. It's like it looks different ways, but like just know that I'm willing to say what most people wouldn't say if it will be of service to you. Okay. Awesome. The third one here, I have to find how I want to be with this. I used to say, I have a track record of having life-changing conversations. And at this point in my life, I refuse to have anything less than that. So are you open to this being a life-changing conversation? Well, let me just check in with you. Are you open to this being a life-changing conversation?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. With that now, I'm like, life-changing happens. I know it. It's what I said earlier. Like I can spend like, I don't know how the life change will take place, but it may have been something about the way that we even came onto this conversation. The fact that you said yes to this and you're like, I'm not necessarily sure what it is. That might've been a life changing experience. I'm good with that. I know that it's going to happen. It feels like it's with me. It comes with me. I would love to, and this is a place that actually like makes me nervous. So I'm going to put it into this space. I love to have that conversation. That's a world changing conversation. It's not to change the world, but to change your world, all right? And the way that I think about like a world-changing conversation is something, a conversation that's so impactful that not only do you get something that shifts, but the people around you, the people who are influenced by you, the people in your sphere, like they also benefit as a result of the conversation we're having, whether directly or indirectly. Are you open to this? Like, are you open to exploring a world-changing conversation with me today?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, awesome. Two other things feel good to me. One, I'm going to lead this conversation, but you're in control. So that means I'm going to take us in places. I might ask really deep questions and I might ask questions that don't feel deep at all, but they're playing on something else, you know? I'm going to lead this conversation. I got you that way. But you are in control. You can choose to like be like, I don't want to answer that, or I don't want to go there, or this is where I actually want to go, or like forget everything I said this first half. Like, what's real is this, right? You get a play, and know that like I'm going to ask you in a bit if you're yes to this, are you in agreement with this? But know that this is one of the more like it's secretly one of the more powerful tools that we have here, which is to be in practice of like owning what you want. Right. And so at any point in the conversation is like this one is just, it's a silent, powerful one. So just know that, like, if your yes is a yes, I'm really going to look for you to, like, help me. Like, basically, it's, let's co-create this. I think this is really what it is. Are you down to co-create this with me?
Yes.
All right, cool. All right, cool. That feels good. That feels good. The last thing, Janine, for me to be able to play full out with you is, I loved for us to enter into the brag zone. And the brag zone for me is a zone where you don't have to worry about being too humble. You don't have to worry about, like, you know, like, coming off arrogant. You don't have to be like, am I going to be a tall poppy? Is this going to be too intense? Is this going to be too much? Like this is a place where, like,
yeah, you can he's own your accomplishments. Think I'm an asshole.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Yeah, you feel it. Yeah, there it is. I'm not going to think that. I will actually think, like, it's funny to me because at this point here with what I do, and who I am and who I spend time with, I'm like, I'm probably more on the side of things where I'm like, wait, you had, and this is why I put this in here. We would get like 45 minutes into a conversation and someone would then just like drop that, like, yeah. And then when I made this, when I spoke at the UN, I'm like, hold on. Like, like, you did that at age when 21 and this and that, like, what? Oh, okay. This is who I'm talking to. Like, let me see you, you know? And I know that you are not your accomplishments, but, like, let us make sure that, and, like, I actually have found as this has gone on that, like, the places where people, there's one thing to brag about your accomplishments and what you have done, but there's another place where people really feel out of, like they can't go there, which is what they want to get done. The size of their vision, the number of people they want to help, the way that they want to help them. So I really want to make sure we have the space here for, like, everything to be on the table. My thing is, like, I have huge space. And if we run into a space where there's not enough space, I know how to create more, right? We can make another agreement. We can step out into it. We can be there with sweaty palms. Like, we can be in the vulnerability, whatever it is. But the main thing here is, like, I want to make sure that if like you get, you know, that you can play out a 10 out of 10, even if a 10 out of 10 feels like a 5 for you. It's like, it's just a Tuesday. It's just a Thursday for me. You know, like, yeah, I'm speaking on stage here. Not a big deal. So are you good with entering the brag zone with me?
Yes.
Awesome. That's it.
I've never spoken in the UN, so.
All right, cool. Yeah, you're like, just so you know, I did that. I'm like, all right, cool. That's not going to come around. And like, I don't know. Like, yeah. All right. Oh, okay. This is it. All right, cool. So that's, I feel good with that. I feel like you have a chance to get, you can understand where I'm going to be coming from, you know, and we're creating this space together. And so I feel like I can really, really play with you in a powerful way. But what would you need now? And you can create an agreement with me where you're like, well, the way I like to do this is in this part, look at it from two sides. One, what's the agreement that you want to create with yourself to make sure that you don't, like, you show up like fully for yourself? You allow yourself to really allow to be in this experience. All right. What's the agreement you want to create with yourself? And then if there's agreement that you want from me, you can also ask that of me as well. Right. But first, like, think for yourself, how are you getting your own way in this own experience? And what's the agreement that you would like to create for yourself first? And then if there's anything that you need of me or you want of me, make sure you ask that too.
That's tough. How would I get in the way of myself? I guess I would like make an agreement with myself that, like, I would treat this more as, yeah, like a coaching session for me and not a sort of work type promotional thing for the podcast, which is, you know, sponsored by the company. Sponsored. Because I have, like, looked into coaching, but I haven't quite found something that really called to me. What I would ask from you is to, and I'm guessing this is a given, but just to verbalize it, right? But to really, like, listen to me and my experience. And though it might be really different from your own, try to, like, put yourself in in my shoes.
May I ask you a quick addendum to that, if you're all right with that? Yep. The answer is yes. I'm overall, I'm a yes. However, I'm likely more of a yes than you might be anticipating. My goal here is to enter your world, to see life the way you see it, to see things like side by side along with you. So, I cannot have had your experiences, but what I will be doing is see, like, given the experiences you've had and what you want to accomplish, being able to help you find the path that only your shoes can walk, if that makes sense, right? And that to me is a really important part here. Like, I already think you're phenomenal. Like, I'm not here. While I'm here to transform, the transformation I do is actually just to help people just be more of themselves and figure out how do they get to be who they want to be and accomplish what they want to accomplish using their experiences, using the shoes that they have, you know, maybe changing it up if their shoes are raggedy, but still making it their shoes. All right. So I'm more than happy to walk in your shoes. And more like with that, I'm going to be trying to enter your world and just like, I just want to see how you see things. I will still challenge your thinking. I will help you see things from different perspectives. My general goal here is just to like, I'm here to mess with your thinking, you know? And if you leave here with looking at life even 1% differently, then I think our work here has been worth, our time here has been well spent. Is that when I
Yes.
respond in that way, do you receive that as a wholehearted yes to your request? Does that feel like, does it meet the intention in which you had set out that request for me?
Yes.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. So then let's go and play here. There's two things that are going on in my mind. I want to know your story. So like that's like I'm very tempted for that. I also know like we do have like a podcast conversation here where like we can play in that regard as well. There's things that like the fact that we're in this conversation already tells me a lot about your story, if that makes sense. Not everything, but there's some things in here where I'm like, oh, what did Janine need to do to even get to the place where she was, where like you then got on my radar, so on and so forth. So let's do this. I feel that I would be Russian if I didn't ask this question. So I'm going to go there right now first, right? And then we have to do it again in the podcast at some point. But like I think we'll miss each other if I didn't, especially hearing your request right now. Janine, what's your story?
That is so hard to answer. I have so many stories. Let's see. So I was born and raised in the Philippines. I don't know if you know anything about the Philippines, but the
Been there,
Philippines
like
is
many,
a
yeah. I've been there. I've traveled there. I have team members there. But tell me what the Philippines is for you.
The Philippines for me is where like my amazing group of people are, you know, like my people are, people I grew up with, people that I am ultra comfortable being with, the people that I can like bounce off my worries or I don't know, ideas for myself and my career or whatever project it is. They're all there. But the Philippines also, and I mean, nature, islands, the best beaches ever. That's what the Philippines. People are that are like just positive and witty and like really cool people. But it's also, I guess, like a where all my triggers are too, you know? Triggers that make me like get irritated and pissed with how the systems are, how the government is, how things don't work, how like ultra religious some people are to the point of like hypocrisy. And it's a messy home that made me. That's what the Philippines is to me. And it's really complex, and I love it and I hate it at the same time. And I'm sure like we'll get into that later. So from the Philippines, or let's see, I don't know, I guess I should talk about like my life there, right? Some of the things that I feel like really shaped me and my diversity is that my parents separated really young. Like they had me when my dad was 21 and my mom was 23. And they had to get married because, you know, like it's a sin to get married. And then they separated. And I don't even really have memories of them together. Like I've seen photos and stuff, and that's where my memories come from the photos of them together. But me personally, I have no memories of them together. And from there comes like a really crazy but fun and now really chill family life. So on my dad's side, I have my dad married again. They had two boys. I have two brothers, and then they separated, and my dad married again, and then the girl that he married, my stepmom now, already had two boys. So in my dad's side of the family, I have four brothers. And then my mom's side, my mom didn't marry but had my sister, and then they separated, and then got with someone else and had my brother and separated. So my mom's like single now, my dad's with his third wife. And it's funny because we all get along.
Like
But
out of all that, I'm happy to hear that, right?
yeah. No, like it's and it's fun. And when my partner went and met my family, he's like, and everyone's good. Like in my birthday or my graduation or whatever, everyone can be together and like hang out. They don't feel like they're siblings, right? Like my mom's side, they don't like my sister doesn't think of my brothers and my dad's side as her sibling, but she knows, oh, like they're my sister's siblings. And they're like good. They kind of they know each other, you know? So that is like I've never felt bad in a sense of I wish it didn't happen, or I wish my parents stayed together because I love my family so much. So it's like for me it was great. Like, but that's me. Going to a Catholic school, no one else really understood it. Like when they go, right, first day of school, and they're like, draw your family tree. I'm like, what the fuck? I hated that. I had no idea how to draw my family tree. But I guess like not having that traditional background at home made me constantly question like the status quo, right? Like yeah, but it can be another way because in terms of family, like I have a different type of family. So even if you say like okay, it should be like this, like in my head I'm like yeah, but you know there's something else out there. Like it can turn into something else and still be beautiful or still be right. And yeah, and the questioning also was questioning of religion because yeah, growing up in the Philippines, you're Catholic or like born again Christian. That's like the majority. There are also Muslims like more in the south, but majority is that, and you're not even really exposed to anything else. But we study it, and I study about like the capital sins and you know all of this because of my family background. My parents are supposed to go to hell, like they're not supposed to, you know, enter into heaven. And to me, it's like that doesn't make sense. Like if God is the good God that you know people preach that he is, I'm like he will let these loving parents that made a mistake when they were a lot younger, like you know, than be worthy of entering his kingdom. So I'd be like, that was especially the time that we were studying in school, like morals, that like really was a focus of my personal study of why is it like this? Why is it a sin? Why can't it be like forgiven in a sense, like to the point of not being damned? And I guess that was like the source of my doubt in terms of religion. And I followed that by watching videos and reading books and stuff like that. And that opened me up to like, you know, being agnostic and atheist and things like that. That's like, you can't even really talk about, you know, in the Philippines. Like, I remember my dad goes, oh, like there's this thing now, it's like agnostic or something like that. And it's like, and they believe in God, or they don't know if there's a God, and that's what like they believe. And I'm like, yeah, but there's also atheists. And he's like no, like they're agnostic. Like, it's like he can't even absorb that there are people that can just not believe in God. But anyway, like that's one random thing about me and my story that I think is kind of really core, and I'm seeing it more here because I am now living in northern Spain. Oh my gosh, this is so hard. My story is like so complex.
Well, let's do this.
Okay, I don't know.
I'm here for it, right? So like,
yeah,
like keep bringing
this
it in
is
there. Like
what I go through when I have to like write my CV, right?
I think, and there's a part of me that like, so let's do this. All right, let's do this. Firstly, thank you, right?
Trying.
No, it's not for trying. Like thank you for embracing it. Like, I get that. Like you're someone who's able to go through life with a smile on your face. You know, like I feel that you like, you know what it's like to. I really appreciate that you're able to see things and say, well, it doesn't have to be this way. And most other people might be like caught with one paradigm. But what I'm getting about you from even just hearing this part of your story is that like a part of you is a questioner, you know, but another part of you is just like open, like truly open to like, what is it that we want it to be? Because most people said, this is how it has to be. And I'm telling you that like everything you might think of what, let's say, like, since you talk about your family, what my family would be like right now is likely not true. Everything that you might think you have, everything you're trying to put on there, it's like, if you come and you experience, you see how happy we are. You see how we all get to, like, all come along. And it's like, on paper, it shouldn't be that, if like, or whatever it is. But from my side of things, one of the things I get from you is like, you get that the world gets to be created. And we get to like, we get to choose how we want to be and move forward in our world, and not necessarily okay.
Yes.
And
I'm seeing
what's coming through.
I love that.
I think what would serve then, Janine, is to like get a sense as to like what the world is that you are creating. My invitation here is to keep bringing in stories so that I have like hey, this is why I'm thinking what I'm thinking. If you want me to know, right? What I wouldn't want to do is I'm deeply curious about your story because it's already like how you think and your experience of life is very fascinating. When I look at that though, I'm looking at it saying, what would really serve Janine? And I feel like I would love to give you a chance to be able to play both of those things, like have your story serve you right now with what you're looking to accomplish or what you couldn't normally get done. And then we'll do like an interchange as we need to. How does that sound to you?
Okay. So like what I'm hearing is I'll share with you what I'm trying to create now, or like my now, right? Versus like my
yeah,
past.
I think that's right? It. I think what I'll do is this. I'll ask you this question, and then it might be the thing that serves you the most is to reconnect with your story in a really powerful and true way, right? And to be heard and seen in like the openness of you. And if that's the case, I'm here for it. Right. If it's just to like help me get to know you, like I'm going to be able to do that regardless. I may not like my bigger thing is like, what do you want to create? So let me ask you this question. I'm focused right now on helping people, not just making a difference in their lives, but making a world of difference. Something where you can look at it and be like, oh, after this conversation, like this was the catalyst. Things changed here, you know? If there was a place in your life where you would want to have, like, see a world of difference take place, like, what would we need to talk about in this conversation for that to come to life?
Well, for me, definitely career. Like, my current frustration is my, like, what can I, no, not what can I do, but where or in what space can I work that gives me the most fulfillment? And what I mean by fulfillment in my case, it's not like earning a ton of money or, you know, making, I don't know, like creating something that everyone is praising, but it's like making an impact, ideally in a community that needs it the most. It's like, for me, it's impact and helping, like you. The backstory to that is I've been a job hopper for as long as I can remember, since my first job. Like, my first job was maybe like 3 months, switched, I think it was like 6 months, but when I really stuck, wasn't the job that paid me the most. Or I had a job that I was like traveling and they would pay me to live in another country for like 2 to 3 months to do sales. And that was like amazing. I love travel. I love exploring and learning and, like, you know, figuring out what local life is like. But I still quit that job because it was sales and it was like more about the cash and not about really helping the world. So the job I stayed in the most was when I worked for a former senator in the Philippines. And I started out as his like speechwriter, and then I ended up his like directing his communications team. And it was, to this day, I know I'm not gonna match that. We all know, like, we're all still talking about it. It's been like, because it's 6 years as a senator, and then you have to run again to like still have a seat. And we lost because we were like the kind of the opposition to a very strong authoritarian president. So that was tough, and that's like an amazing story that I can talk about another time. Fake news, trolling, all of that. But it's like the perfect mix of a great team that we all got along and we all believed in what we were doing. We had a great leader. He's like, he just gives really good direction. He's sure about what he wants to do. He's already like brilliant. Like, he's really smart, but also can get things done. So it's like we can go to him for guidance and for direction and for inspiration. And then there, like, the team was really like amazing and amazingly bonded and worked together on such great policies, which brings me to three that we believed really made an impact on like the Philippine society. Like, we got a law passed to make college tuition free in public schools. Like, I'm not part of the policy team, it's like communications team, but just being part of that movement, right? And, you know, telling those stories was like mind-blowing. And there we had like a law to support micro, small, and medium enterprises, helping them get their business off the ground, getting them the support that they need. And like, that was just best job ever. And when it ended, we knew it. And I even had people in my team that were like our interns, and we ended up hiring them. And they tell me, what a struggle to have this as our first job ever. And now we need to freaking build our career. And we know that this magic isn't going to be found easily, right? So when that ended, it was like, well, I did like freelance stuff, and then I moved to Spain, and that was all right. Moving to Spain was also crap. Do I have to let my communications career go because I don't speak Spanish? Now I can like communicate in Spanish, but not enough, I think, to like write and recreate content and stuff like that. But thankfully, like, I got the job, even if I was willing to like let that go, work in a shop, just chill. And now that's like that's the area in my life that's just not clicking, you know? And you mentioned like the person that spoke in the UN. Not that I want to like speak in the UN, but you know, the UN, right? Like having an impact on foreign policy and like things like that. Or I don't know, like I'm thinking working for an NGO, but then that I knew people that work for NGOs. It's not that like easy to get in that job, but yeah, it's the career and balancing financial independence, which is also very important. That is the gray area in my life that I haven't untangled yet. Like everything else is, I mean, it's not perfect, but and like, oh, like I'm understanding more and, you know, improving that, and it's like good. All the different parts of my life are good apart from the freaking career. So there. I can't hear you.
I'm very muted right there. Thank you for that. Like, so I'm listening. So here, Janine, like if there was one thing here where like, you know, you were guaranteed, almost guaranteed to get the job, it was going to be able to give you like financial independence, you know, you were like, there was no chance it wouldn't work out in your favor. Right.
Mm-hmm.
What would you love to be contributing to the world and how?
Oof. That like, I mean, being from the Philippines, I still really wanna, you know, help my own country develop and improve, and like the impact that I would have there, I feel, is a lot larger than in any other place, maybe. And there we go back to like impact. But
well, let's just real quick, before the but, yeah. I apologize if I interrupt you, it is on purpose, okay? There like it's a calculated decision here on purpose, all right? So just know that I'm not like actually trying to interrupt. I'm just like, oh, here we go, I'm interrupting the pattern. That's I'm not interrupting you, I'm interrupting a pattern. So the reason I paused there was like the but. And usually when I hear but, you can say anything you want before the word but. It's like, I learned this from like Pixar. Like you can say anything you want before the word but. And once you say that, it negates everything, you know? And so I want to stay true to what feels true to you, right? We're like, we have 15 minutes left in this conversation. If you're good with it, I'd like to schedule another conversation with you. Like I'm liking where we're going. I don't want to feel rushed with anything here. This is my gift to you, just to like help you play this out a little bit. All right, are you good with that?
Yes, but
you don't have to be. Yeah.
And then no. Okay, I'm gonna be like honesty, right?
Yeah.
It's like it's summertime.
Yeah.
And like the time difference makes it like now almost 7, and I live by the beach, and everyone is like happily, you know, chilling together, and that's why it's like hard for me to schedule stuff now in US time because I want to enjoy the summer while it's here.
Well, it's here.
Since winter here is crap. It's freaking
I've never heard about Spanish wet. Winters. So like no like
I'm in the north, so it's like wind, rain.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it's not that cold, but it's just crap.
All right. So let's do it this way. If we find, like, provided we find a time that works for us, typically it's going to be around this time, maybe an hour or two later for me, right, at least right now, or a couple hours earlier today, because the for right now that's my schedule. If I guess the general thing I would say is, if we're able to find a time, would you be interested in having a second conversation? I think that's the question.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So let's do that. We'll find time. We'll figure that out. You know, it might be next week. It might be a couple of weeks from now. That's fine, right? I just my general sense is like I want to. We're unpacking. And I'm seeing like you are a storyteller, and so like so it's important for me to like hear your stories as they're coming out, and I want to make sure we. I get the sense that you can bring a good time to most things that you do. You can take the silver lining in it. And as such, I would say it sometimes it becomes like, it becomes even that much more like, I become that much more dedicated to being like Janine's going to leave here with a smile on her face, no matter what, right? What's actually going to be able to help her like in a way, like in a deeper way. Cause on the surface level, it's going to be smiles. It's going to be good. Right. But like, for like, as you were talking, I'm just like, I think you have something tremendous to contribute to this world, and you already are doing it in the ways that you have here. I don't want to miss that in because, like, I don't want to miss that is my general thing. So, without rushing things or without feeling like we're getting cut off at any time, just like, let's just make sure that we feel good that we can extend it. Even if it isn't a priority for you right now, you don't have to schedule it. It's okay. I'm still like, I'm fine to open that conversation up with you. It just feels just something in me is saying just play it that way for now, right? I'm hearing you talk about so here's where I would go with this part of the conversation now. Everything I said so far work for you? Am I missing you? Is there any part that I'm not like you're feeling like I'm not seeing you?
No.
Okay. All right. Would you tell me if there was?
Yes, if I could pinpoint it. But
okay, cool. So like, so when I hear people say that they want to make an impact, I always get really curious as to like what the impact is, right? And it's not like what's your cause or like I like people would ask me that question, I would freeze because I knew I wanted to make an impact. I knew I had a lot to offer to the world, and I wanted to make enough money to be able to offer it, you know. I wanted to make enough money that like my Maslow's hierarchy of needs was taken care of. I was like, I'm good. So now let me go off and do something big. What I'm hearing from you, and I will tell you the most interesting part of our conversation for me so far was the language you used about that job in terms of like we all know we can't get another one like that or something like that. It was like for someone who told me her, I'm like, tell me your story. What's your story? You made it a point to tell me a story about like how you don't like how you grew up in an environment where they said what most people said can or cannot be done or should not be done. You're like, how are you going to tell me when I'm living it? You know, it was really interesting that the very next story you told me, like one of the major points of that one was like, but that's, we can never have that again, you know? And I thought, and like, I want to just like, before I go any further, I'm like, what do you make of that? What do you make of like being like the fact that you're like so open to things there, but in this regard here, it felt like you were more close to it.
I mean, for me, that's the reality of it. Like, we're never going to have, maybe the feeling, the team dynamic, yes. But what made it so special was like the specific, it's like those elements will never align again. Like that boss with this team, with this type of work.
Okay.
It won't be the same. I'm not saying that we can't create it. In fact, I told one of, like, when they told me that, oh, like, it's our first job and crap. Like, how are we ever going to find it? I told, like, our, like, Drea, I told her, Yeah, well, now we have to create little pockets of that wherever we go, you know, like
Okay.
wherever we work, like we gotta try and build that because it is special. But it's like also aware that I can't keep, I'm not gonna chase that because that is done and past and I appreciate it and it's amazing and it's like a peg and I gotta take what I learned from it moving forward.
I'm following here. So then tell me here, like you think about Philippines and making like, all right, let me put it this way. As I'm hearing you talk, there's things that come up here. Like I try, I'm hearing the words you say, but I'm also following the energy of how you say it, right? And there does seem to be something really special about like your connection to Philippines, the connection to like actually helping the country out, you know, and making a contribution in that way. And haven't had an experience doing it, and it was actually a really positive experience. Like when I think about politics and I think about people doing it, like I don't, yeah, exactly. I don't think it felt, you know me, I like outliers. So it felt like it felt like one of those areas. I'm like, oh, but what if that didn't have to be the case? So let me ask you here, like, and this might be where we end for today, but in terms of your impact, if your impact could be something where like it was actually like directed toward the Philippines and helping to improve it and helping the people of the Philippines like have a better quality of life and like and so on and so forth. If you look back at your life and that's where your impact was, regard like however that impact came to life, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being like, I think I wasted my time completely, and 10 being like, there's few things I could think of as a better use of like better use of my time here on Earth. Where would that sit for you?
That job that I had there.
Yeah. Not the job,
Oh,
not the job there, but like if you look at like your future career as like something where
that's
like however it goes, it all leads to you contributing back to the Philippines. You know, even while you're in Spain, you're still contributing some. It's you're building something, you're learning something, whatever it is. If like you look back at the end of your life and you're like, yeah, I made an impact in the Philippines. I know that here. Where would that sit for you on a scale of 1 to 10?
That would be a 10. I mean, when I'm not sure about like the Philippines in general. I know I talk about it because I'm from there. It's what I know. I mean, the problems there are what I know and what I studied and I worked on. but definitely, if I can make a big impact on people, which is so freaking generic, right? It's like that would be my 10.
Yeah, stay with that a little
I
bit. Stay with that a little bit, because
didn't say that with a lot of good energy,
yeah, right? Thank you, right? You could tell, right? So where did the energy go? Where did the energy go?
The
What got in the
energy
way of the
went
energy?
to there are a lot of people that I know that are giving their all and making a big impact, but they're not enjoying their life. And that's not me. Like, I want to design a life that I am just like living and absorbing every minute of it because I love it, you know? And I think for me, that's priority. And maybe I can die and not have an impact in the city and still be like, I'm good if I created that life for myself. There, like, the impact part, maybe like I don't need to make, you know, create like an organization and like, you know, have people give me awards for doing such a great job and having such a big impact. But I guess starting with me and my immediate circle and then even just the people around me, if I can like improve their lives or the way they think or the way they understand themselves a little bit more, that already makes me happy. Maybe similar to you, like when I have a conversation with someone and I share with them something that I just learned that just like blew my mind and like it also kind of blows their mind. It's like, yes, like that's a great moment.
So I'm feeling you on this. So what I kind of what I'm getting from that is like, right now you're in a space of like, how do I want to design my life overall? And in and as and part of that is, what is the impact that I will have? But like the order of things at the point that you're in right now is more like, let's design the life first, and then make sure that there's a part of it that is like, that is honoring the part of me that wants to make impact, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's not a time like in terms of like your like the value, you have your values, and like it's not just what are your values, but in what order are your values? Like what are you prioritizing right now? You know? And like, it's cool. Like, even you're like, it's summertime in the summer. Like I, like the life I came to Spain for a reason, you know, like I want to go and enjoy that. European. Right. I get it. So let's play here. We're going to wrap up for today. Right. What I like to do is I'll send you a follow-up message to like get like for us to go and schedule some time for an ongoing conversation. If this is the wrong season for it, like literally the wrong season, just let me know and be like, hey, can we pick this up in October, right? Or November? Yeah. That's like I get it, because I my general thing is like, I am there for people who are ready for what I have to offer, right? And I get that you are. And if it's the wrong time, then it's the wrong time. That's fine, you know. But I also get the sense that it's like, all right, there's some life design and elements here that like it would really like, look, if I can sit back and look at my life and say like, this is what I want to be creating, and be able to fill in the things in alignment with that, and like almost have like live my ideal average day every day, then we'll be sitting pretty well. Am I getting that right?
Yes, which isn't so easy, right?
It isn't easy. That's part of why I show up. I'm like, all right, because I know these kinds of things are harder than it seems. So let's do this here then, Janine. Why don't you go? Why don't we'll wrap this in here with you sharing with me. I work from a place of insight, not information, right? So in every conversation, I like to give people a chance to be able to learn something new about themselves or to see something differently about themselves. So what's the number one insight that you got from any part of our conversation today?
When you describe me as someone that likes to create, that doesn't like get stuck with the what's there. And like, oh yeah, like that's a good takeaway from that part of my story.
Yeah, no, it was really like the element, like the status quo is not set in stone. You know, I really picked that up from you. That's one of the reasons why I was like, let's have another conversation. We're going to have our podcast conversation. You can schedule that when you get the chance again. We'll have another conversation. I'm just here in service of you. But I want to make sure that A, we schedule it if it will be in service of you. If it's not, then like you know that I came and like I got you. And then the other part of it is, I guess my general thing is, I just want to make sure that what would really serve you is on the table each time we talk. Does that make sense?
Yes. Awesome. It's difficult for me because I feel like it's so selfish. Like, I don't even know like your story. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. We're gonna have ways to get to know each other there. Like we have like that's what I'm saying. Like we're building a relationship. We'll have ways, we'll have like the podcast, we'll have other things here. Like we're good. But this is what I do in life, right? This is like what I do professionally. Yeah. This is all that's like I'm coming here, I'm just showing up. And you know, candidly, some people when I work with this, where we have these conversations, they get a chance to come in, and some of them are like, hey, this was really great, let's continue and find other ways to work with each other, right? So there will always be ways for us to keep going, you know. I'm not too worried about it. My general thing first is like, am I in service? Is this person being helped, you know? And are we creating something awesome together, you know? And until then, let's just focus on that. All right.
Got it.
I appreciate you, Janine. This is awesome. Thank you for trusting me here. Thank you for playing. Please enjoy the beach. I live in San Diego in the US, so I know what it's like. We get the beach a lot very often, but like I definitely get it. All right. So go have a great one.
Yeah. And the sun's still out, so gotta make the most of it.
Go take care of it, all right? I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. See ya. Bye. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.